For somebody to call me stupid is not courtesy.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kay Archer.
You're listening to Bonersode 57 for July 3rd, 2020. I'm your host, Cody Noname, and this one was produced by Maury Kickelstein. Thank you, Maury, for supporting the show. Today, I'm going to annoy some people by saying weird stuff to them. Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Harvey?
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard with the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
I just needed to let you know that this year we went ahead and designated your boat as the club garbage scow. And so just every once in a while, we're going to need you to haul some trash, you know, just across the lake.
What?
Yeah, I was just letting you know that we designated the La Dolce Vita, your boat. We designated it as the club garbage scow. So, you know, we just needed to haul some trash, you know, not all the time, just here and there, you know, as needed.
So.
And we went ahead and loaded it up with some stuff that we had lying around in the storage shed.
Who is this?
This is Richard with... And
Richard.
Yeah, we went ahead and we had some old soiled mattresses and...
Who the hell is this?
I just told you, this is Richard.
What's your last name?
McDykel. And we had some compost in the kitchen, just a few barrels full, and we went ahead and just loaded
What's
that.
What's going on here?
What do you mean? Hello?
Is this some kind of a ruse?
No, why would it be a ruse? That doesn't make any sense. No, I'm just letting you know, we went ahead and just loaded up these soiled mattresses.
No, you're not letting me know. I'm not accepting this, and well, I'm not... hearing what kind of ruse this is.
Well, it's not a ruse. I don't understand why you said that, but yeah, it's,
You don't understand why I said that?
Well, I'm just saying the La Dolce Vita, it's loaded up with this junk that we found in the storage shed and this compost, and we just need you to haul it across the lake for us. We'll give you the directions and everything where it needs to go.
Well, what you're telling me is true, it's going to get dumped right where it is.
Oh, no, that's littering. You can't do that. Yeah, there's, you know, a pretty hefty fine.
Who the hell is this?
This is Richard McDykel for, what, the fifth time now? I mean, are you hard of hearing? I don't understand why you keep asking.
All right, I'm hanging up.
I mean, not to be rude, but you're a doctor, right? Like, I thought you were smarter than that.
All right, we're going to try again?
Oh, hey, Harvey, it's Richard again. I don't know why you hung up. I was just kind of just relaying the message to you. Not sure why you're getting upset with me.
I'm not getting upset with you. If there's anything to be told to me, I'll hear it from the Commodore. So I have no idea what you're trying to pull.
Well, what would I be trying to pull? I don't understand.
I have no idea. That's why I said I have no idea.
I'm just letting you know that we designated the La Dolce Vita.
No, you're not just letting me know. That's not the way it works.
Yeah, I mean, I've told you, what, three times now? Oh, and also...
I'm not accepting it.
Okay, well, when you get here and you see the trash that we loaded into your boat, I guess you'll accept it then?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It'll go right into the water.
Okay, well, that's littering. And again, you know, there's a hefty...
Littering? That's more than littering.
What's the big deal? We just need you to haul it down to the drop-off point and you know, they'll
yeah, it's a big deal. You got a barge, you're taking on the barge.
No, we can't, you know, that's not in the budget, so we're just designated your boat.
There's some kind of bullshit here.
Oh, you're some kind of bullshit. Just quit being lazy, you know, we all got to do our part around here.
All right.
You remember this?
Let's see. So, you came onto my boat without permission.
Well, I didn't do it.
You took down all my stuff, right?
I didn't do it. I'm just saying that, you know, the crew, they loaded up some...
Goodbye.
No, Harvey, just quit hanging up.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Darlene?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Alex with Google.
Okay.
I just needed to let you know, we had one of our drivers in your neighborhood the other day, you know, just doing the street view.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of an issue. The driver, he accidentally, instead of doing just like the 3D mapping, he accidentally had the machine tuned to the wrong frequency, and he ended up doing brainwave mapping instead.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I really don't care. I'm fine. So have a good evening.
Well, no, I just need...
Yes, I really don't care. Bye.
Well, ma'am, I just needed to explain that...
Yes?
Oh, hey, darling. Well, it's Alex again. Let me just explain, because I think you might care. The brainwave mapping, what happens is it takes all of, like, your memories and everything, and
you're kidding, right? You are actually kidding. I am an intelligent person.
Yeah.
Brainwave mapping.
We know.
Take all of mine. You don't even know if I was home.
Well, no,
okay? That's the bottom line.
We
I don't know what your deal is.
Let me explain, ma'am.
I don't know how
Will you shut up and let me explain?
People are.
Will you shut up?
Really? Now, do not call this number again or I will report you.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
I'm sorry, who?
Is this Bob?
No, I believe you have the wrong number.
Oh, bullshit. This isn't Bob.
No, it's not.
Very suspicious. Pretty sure it's Bob.
Excuse me, who is this?
Well, this is Winston, but I know this is Bob, so just quit lying to me. It's okay. It's no big deal.
Excuse me, who is this?
It's Winston with the HOA. Just, you know, I'm not trying to collect money or anything.
I don't know who the fuck the HOA is, but you're not going to call me telling me I'm somebody else when this is my goddamn number. Do you understand me?
Oh, okay, Bob, whatever. Anyway, I was just calling to...
You call or text this number again or we're going to have an issue. Do not call again.
Why are you lying to me, Bob? That's all I want to know is just why are you lying? It's no big deal.
I don't know who the fuck you think I am, but I'm not some Bob.
Yeah, this is Bob. And anyway, I was
it's not.
Okay, well, can you just put Margaret on the phone then? Just put your wife on.
I don't even know who that is.
Just put your wife on. I'll just talk to her since, you know, she's probably not going to lie to me like you are.
Okay, well, I don't have a wife, so I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but it's not no Bob.
Stupid mother.
So, you can either hang up or I will... What? Do not call or text this number again.
Okay.
Understood?
Quit being a stupid motherfucker, Bob.
Okay, that's it. I will be contacting the authorities.
The authorities? For what?
For harassment, because I don't know who the fuck you think I am, and I'm not going to have anybody call my number.
How would this be? How would one phone call be harassment?
Because of the way you're speaking to me, and it doesn't matter how many phone calls.
Well, that's not harassment.
Stop talking to me and you contact me again, that's all it takes.
Calling you
I know that.
Calling you a motherfucker isn't harassment. It's just mean. Like, I'm just being rude, but it's not harassment.
Okay, well,
idiot.
Call again or text again, and we will have an issue. Understood?
Well, I'm not going to call again, you stupid motherfucker.
That's good. All right, have a nice day. Thank you.
Hello?
Well, hi, Janet.
Yes.
Hey, it's Alex from down the street.
Hello, Alex from down the street. Alex, I need a little bit more information.
I'm your neighbor down...
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, I was doing some mapping in the neighborhood the other day for Google.
All right.
The only reason I was calling is there was a little bit of an issue. You know, I'm kind of new to this, and I had the dial on the camera on the wrong setting, I guess. And when I passed your house, instead of mapping the outside, I accidentally took some 3D scans of the interior of your house. And it's already been uploaded to Google, you know, it just kind of does it automatically.
What?
Yeah, and I don't know how to get it down, you know, I'm just kind of a subcontractor, you know, like I don't have access to their servers. Yeah, basically it's already up there, you know, just like the whole inside.
All right, wait a minute. Alex, I need more information from you right now, and I'm going to put you on speaker so my husband can hear this. Alex, what is your full name and address?
Well, I'm just a little ways down from you. I'm at 34769.
34769. And your last name?
Arbitrary.
Your name is Arbitrary? How do you spell it?
Just like the word, Arbitrary.
I need help spelling it.
Oh, that's kind of sad. Arbitrary.
Arbitrary.
Yeah, and anyway, you know, it's already on there. Like, I don't know how to get it down, but I decided...
How did you get pictures inside my house?
Well, they have these cameras that they gave me, and I was supposed to be doing the mapping of the outside, you know, just the street view stuff.
And my house was the only one that you took a picture of?
No. I did the whole street.
Everyone's house on the street, you have pictures of inside their homes?
Yeah, well, it's not just pictures. It's like full 3D, like you can like kind of scroll around, you know? It's like when you go to Google Maps, the camera, you know, if you go to Street View, it just kind of warps inside and it'll show the inside of your house.
May I have your phone number, please?
Yeah, it's right there on your caller ID.
No, it's not. May I have your phone number, please?
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
2752.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just, you know, I thought I'd let you know.
That's not a phone number. May I have your phone number,
please? What the hell are you talking about?
If this is legit.
2752. That's my number.
And how long have you lived on Way?
What does that have to do with anything? Why are you getting so pissed off? Like, I just, you know, I thought I'd let you know. It's a good neighborly thing to do, you know?
Okay, so I have you on speakerphone now.
Okay.
Can you repeat again? Because the development has received messages of people calling and
yeah.
They're not legit.
Yeah, I got those too. Anyways, I was just wondering if I could borrow a cup of sugar. That's all. I ran out.
You're not making any sense. You just told me that you took pictures
what?
Of 3D pictures inside my home.
3D pictures of what? No, I'm just baking these cookies and I ran out of sugar. Do you have any? I just need like a cup. That's all.
I'm calling the police now.
Because I asked for a cup of sugar? What's wrong with you?
Yes.
Hey, Janet. It's Alex again. I just needed to let you know, that was just a prank call. I was just goofing around. There's no need to call the police.
We are calling the police and possibly the FBI. How's that?
The FBI? Why would you call the FBI
over? And they monitor our phones because of contacts that I have had through my job.
Oh, okay. You work for the FBI? That's interesting.
Hello, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim. It's Richard with the Yacht Club.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know that we went ahead and designated the Freedom Floater as the club garbage scow.
Okay.
And so we went ahead and just loaded up some old junk that we had laying around in the storage shed. And we just need you to go ahead and just ship it to the drop-off point. It's just across the lake, not too far.
Who is this?
It's Richard. With
Richard who?
McDykel.
I'm sorry, Richard. I don't know you.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Commodore just wanted me to just let you know about the trash that we loaded up onto your boat for you. We just need you to ship it across the lake.
All right. I'm in the middle of a phone call with someone else.
Oh, well, why'd you answer then?
Because it was...
Well, yeah. You don't want to ignore the club. We're kind of important, too.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. That doesn't make any sense.
All right, hold on. Let me get your name.
I already told you.
Please repeat it.
Richard.
Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your last name, Richard?
McDykel. And yeah, it's you know, it's no big deal. Just every once in a while, we're going to need you to, you know, haul some crap out of here, compost from the kitchen, stuff like that. The Commodore,
I'm really not sure that I understand you, sir.
I'm in the middle of a
business thing.
Okay.
And,
well, I mean, it's not that difficult to understand. It's just, you know, your boat, the Freedom Floater, has been designated as the garbage scow. And, you know, from time to time, we just need you to haul some trash across the lake to the drop-off point. No big deal. We've already got it loaded up for you. You don't have to worry about that. It's just some old mattresses and...
That sounds like a joke to me. And if you, check rules of the club, I don't think you're allowed to board my boat without my permission.
Oh, they didn't board it? Yeah, they just kind of lopped it onto your boat?
I'm... Sir, what is your real name? Because I'm going to check the roster.
I told you my real name.
That is your real name?
I don't appreciate you accusing me of lying. I'm just trying to do my job here, you know? I don't see what the big deal
is. What is your official position with the Yacht Club?
I'm the administrative assistant.
Administrative assistant.
Mm-hmm. And
how long have you held that position?
Almost 2 years now? It's been a while. And I don't understand why you have such a stick up your ass. I'm just trying to let you know about the, you know, the garbage scow situation.
Excuse me, sir, but...
You're excused.
I don't understand your terminology.
Well, what terminology?
Stick up my ass.
Well, yeah, you're acting all like, oh, I'm an important businessman. I'm in the middle of something. But you're still on the phone with me.
I am in the middle of something. I have someone on hold here who I waited half an hour on hold for.
Well, it's not that important because it's been several minutes now and you're still on the phone with me. So, meh.
All right, if this is a joke, I'm going to find out who you are. Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Marcia?
Who's calling?
It's your neighbor, Winston, from down the street.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, I was just calling because I got hired by Google recently and I was doing some street view mapping in the neighborhood. You might have seen me out there the other day. I was just, just going up and down the street. And
no, I didn't.
Oh, that's okay. And anyway, there was kind of a problem that I needed to let you know about. When I was doing the mapping on our street, I'm kind of new to this, you know, and I didn't know how to work the machinery correctly. And instead of just doing the 3D mapping of the street, I accidentally took some measurements of your brain waves.
Wait a minute, you took some measurements of my brain waves?
Yeah, I just had the settings wrong on the camera. And I ended up uploading it to Google Drive. And so basically there's like a cyber replica of you.
There's a cyber replica of me. Go ahead.
Yeah, just, you know, in the cloud on Google Drive. And I don't know how to remove it. You know, I guess that's something Google has to do. But yeah, I just thought I would let you know.
Winston, my neighbor down the street.
Oh, hello,
and
Marcia?
He was Googling if it was mapping, and he accidentally took a picture of my brain.
How do you do that?
Well, he hit something wrong. And now it took a picture of my brain, which is now in the iCloud.
Marcia?
Yes.
I thought I lost you there for a second. But yeah, it's, it's like it basically just kind of stores your memories and like your entire personality.
Well, I really don't have time right now. I have a guest here, so I'll have to.
Well, anyways, I just thought I'd let you know. I don't really know what they're going to do with it, you know, as far as they could essentially build like an AI out of it, I guess. I don't really know. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, so do I have to pay money to get it back again?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to talk to Google. I'm just, you know, a contractor. I just work for them.
Right.
But
yeah. Okay.
Is that Peter? Is that Peter in the background?
I have people here.
Oh,
so.
Well, whoever that guy is, can you tell him to shut the fuck up? Because he's being kind of rude.
Oh, did you hear that?
What?
He said to tell you the fuck up because you're being kind of rude.
Yeah, just, you know.
Oh, why'd you?
Hello?
Excuse me, do not call back this number again.
Oh, hi, is this Peter?
Hello?
Hi, Joe?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Alex from down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I just needed to let you know about a little bit of a issue. I was doing some mapping in the neighborhood for Google. You know, I just, you might have seen me the other day. I was just doing the Street View stuff.
No, I haven't. I didn't see you, really. I've been wrapped up with some other things.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I know we're all busy. But yeah, I'm kind of new to this, and I don't really know how to work these cameras and everything. And I guess I had the dial on the wrong setting, because when I passed your house, it accidentally scanned the inside of your home rather than the street view.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I don't really know how to get it down. It's already on the servers and everything. So when you go to Google Maps now, you can see the inside of your house.
I actually see the rooms and furniture and...
Yeah, just the whole interior. It did like a full 3D scan of it. And yeah, I don't...
How the hell did you do that?
I don't know. These cameras are pretty powerful. And, you know, I was, you know, I thought, I guess I just have to read the manual again because, yeah, I was just supposed to be doing the street view, you know, not the insides.
Well, I don't even know how that would work, to be honest with you. Unless the camera has X-ray vision, it's got to shoot through walls.
Yeah, and that's basically what it did. It just... You know, it's all inside the house, you know, all the rooms, your bathroom, kitchen, everything.
Oh, I don't have any idea, but it is an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't even know why they would have that ability, you know? And it's all online. Like when you go to Street View now, you can just kind of, like if you're going down the street, the camera just kind of warps inside your house, and then you can see the whole inside.
Boy, that's amazing.
Yeah, whoopsie. Sorry about that.
Well, it doesn't help me, though.
Yeah. Well,
how
I mean,
do I get it off there?
I don't know. You'd have to contact Google, I guess. I just, you know, I'm just a contractor for them. You know, I clearly don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I have never even heard or imagined of the capability of the camera having to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I don't know why they would have the ability to do that.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a contact point with Google?
I just have their main number.
Do you have that handy? Because I'd like to call them and find out what the hell is going on.
Yeah, maybe you can get them to take it down or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready to write
it down.
I'm ready. It's 814-422-5309.
5309?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my contact there is Roy.
Roy.
Maybe you can talk to anyone, but that's who I work with.
Okay. And I'm sorry, but your last name is?
Arbitrary.
Spell, please.
It's just like the word, arbitrary.
Oh, okay.
Alex Arbitrary.
Alex Arbitrary. All right. Well, I'm going to give him a call. Give me your phone number. I'll call you back, or I'll have them call you one way or the other.
Oh, I don't want to give you my number. That would be an invasion of my privacy. No, thanks.
Okay.
You've already got my name. You know, that's enough. There's just one other thing I need to
look. I probably have your number in, the sheet the block.
Well, you need to delete that because that's, I don't approve of you having that.
Well,
and there's just one other thing that I need to let you know about.
Yeah.
I
appreciate your letting me know, but again,
well,
I don't know what the hell to do with it.
Hey,
to be honest with you.
Hey, shut up.
I will call
Joe,
Google right now.
Will you shut up? I needed to let you know about one more thing. When I was passing by your house and I did the scans.
Yeah.
You it's all blurred out and everything. Online, but I guess you were kind of on the toilet at the time.
You got to be kidding me.
No, and like I said, it blurs it out, like your face and your junk, but yeah, you can clearly see that you're, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Everybody poops. But yeah, you're taking care of business,
This isn't a joke, is it?
Oh, no, definitely not. I wouldn't joke about this. You know, I apologize. It's entirely my fault. I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, you're pooping.
Let me call Google and find out what's going on here.
Or at least I assume you're pooping. I don't know. You're on the toilet anyways. Maybe, do you sit down to pee or? I guess that's none of my, that's none of my business, really.
This sounds really weird. Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
Thanks for letting me know.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me know if you need any help with Google.
Hello.
Hi, Luis.
Who's calling, please?
It's Winston from down the street.
Winston from down the street?
Mm-hmm. And I was just calling because yesterday I was doing some mapping in the neighborhood for Google. You know, they just hired me to do the street view and all that. And when I was going up and down our street, there was a little bit of an issue that I needed to let you know about.
I'm listening.
Well, so yeah, I don't know if you saw me or not, but I was out there just, going up and down the street doing the mapping, and I'm kind of new to this. I don't know how to work the equipment, but I guess I had the dial set to the wrong measurement, and instead of doing the 3D mapping, I accidentally did a scan of your brain waves. Why are you laughing?
This is such an unbelievable rap. I'm going to hang up now. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Len?
Yes.
Hey, it's Alex from down the street.
Yeah.
Can you turn that music down? It's really distracting.
What's distracting?
Turn the fucking music down. It's distracting. I'm trying to have a conversation.
Music? I don't have any music going.
Oh, well, TV, whatever that. Anyways, look, I was just calling because I was doing some mapping in the neighborhood for Google. And
okay. Now, wait a minute. Who are you again?
This is Alex. I'm a little ways down the road from you. And anyway, there was a little bit of an issue when I passed your house. I accidentally scanned the interior of your house. And I don't really know how to get it down, you know, like off their servers or whatever.
I don't even know who you are or what you're talking about. This is really weird because I don't know. How far down are you? What number are you?
18.
18.
Mm-hmm. Look, that's all, you know, neither here nor there. I'm just calling.
No, it is. It's more than that to me. I'm 14, so you're somebody I don't even know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you know me. I was just calling to let you know that when you go on Google Maps, you can see the inside of your house now. But yeah, I just thought I would just do the neighborly thing and let you know.
All right. Well, okay. But this is pretty upsetting to me. What are you talking about turning the music down? What the hell is that all about?
I don't know. I had a stroke, I guess. But
you had a what?
I had a stroke. Just don't worry about it.
Well, you know what? You know, this is a very irritating call, and I'm not very happy to get it. Uh-huh. And if you call me again, I'm going to have to call the police.
I'm not going to call you again. Why do you have such a stick up your ass?
Because I don't know who the hell you are.
Well, okay. What does that matter? I was just calling.
Why would you? You got some weird ass stuff going on. Why would you have a camera that's getting inside my house?
Google gave it to me. I was supposed to be doing the street view mapping for them. You know, like I'm just a contractor for them. But I'm an amateur, and the camera, like I had the dial tuned up too high or something, and it just scanned the entire inside of your house.
Okay, well.
And.
Good luck. I'll take my clothes off next time.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to let you know about when I...
you saw me with my clothes off then, huh?
Well, they... No, not really. Like, they blurted out, but you were on the toilet at the time.
All right. Well, listen, this is a crazy-ass call. I'm done with it. Goodbye.
Oh, okay, bye.
Yes?
Oh, hey, Lenny?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ira with Yacht Club.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know the Commodore, he wants us to rename your boat. You still got the Lenny's Lounge, right?
Lenny's Lounge 2.
Yeah, he I guess he doesn't like the name, so he wanted us to rename it.
Okay. Well, tell him too bad. Tell him to get some money he can buy and he can rename it. How's that?
Well, here's the thing, though. We already sent Cody over there. And he just kind of painted over it and renamed it for you.
Okay, well, come on. I don't have time. I'm here working, and I'm sweating my balls off, and you're here busting my balls.
Oh,
so what do you want?
That's disgusting. I'm just letting you know about the, you know, we just renamed your boat for you. We, you know, Cody.
Oh, okay, well, great. Thank you.
What
could you possibly want again?
Well, you hung up before I got
I'm
to...
I'm fucking working. What do you want?
Why are you screaming at me?
Because I'm freaking working and you're busting my balls.
I'm not busting your balls. I need to let you know the new name, idiot.
I don't really care about the new name. It's not their boat, so I don't care, okay? I'm working and I don't need to put up with petty Annie shit right now.
No, it's your boat, stupid. We renamed your boat. And I was just...
I don't care.
Okay, well, how
you... You fucked with my boat, you're going to pay for it. It's all I can tell you. I don't care.
Well, Cody already...
I'm busy. I'm working.
Cody already repainted the name. He put a new name on there.
Fuck you.
What? Thanks again to Maury Kickelstein for getting me a job with Google. And thanks to all of you for your support. Have a nice 4th of July. Unless you're one of those foreign toothless types, you people can just go enjoy your free healthcare and longer life expectancy. Bunch of jerks.
They call the Enterprise a garbage scow.